Congratulations.
How are you tonight? Chief, you're calling, all right. My, so I'll be here. No. Sit here, no, what? No, you sit here, you're down, just over there. There's a call that just came in that I had made, don't go hold.
Hold the call, sir.
I stepped out, I'll be back in an hour, or about half hour, so, fine.
So, I don't get the four calls, I'm gonna take some.
I thought that, in addition to, personally, you'd be willing here to assign a head of supply, would be, perhaps useful to discuss the situation that you need to comply with, to the event that, Henry goes on there to Vietnam. You will know probably by the end of the day tomorrow, right?
I think you'll know early, early than about noon tomorrow, because they'll be in session, about 7:35 their time, and they're like, oh, I'm ready to go, and they're ready.
I guess your present hobbies should probably go in.
I think so, sir,
Well, there's about five knotty issues, I understand.
That's right, and political standing up and out, because we can't be too sure about. Then we've asked for some changes in the, International Control Commission's language. To confirm, get some more assurances there on the.
Yeah.
Supervisory group.
Everything on the place, and everything good, that international, but it's good that we do to put out, and we got the other things. But you've had a chance to analyze this, as to, the question is, do you think you can help someone to, good conscience, that's the real one.
Oh, yes, I don't have any trouble with my conscience.
It is the right thing to do.
Yes.
See, we've been a long time in this war, a lot of guys have died. We have the POWs and all the rest, and the question is, whether or not this son, at this time, is the right thing. I mean, emphasize in terms of, as I told Henry before his last lap, in terms of political affair, we just don't even give a damn, because the war could go on, lack of election, no problem there, as far as we're concerned. The pressures may be on them, however, better now than they would later, who knows, or it could be the other way around, but just on the merits, that's really what I understand, and we're all interested in. After all of this sacrifice and the rest of it, would you consider as something we can get, Henry, roughly what Henry has outlined? Do you think that, having been in that field, and having watched him for so long, that you feel that's something we should do? And the question, obviously, we're in a position to put a considerable amount of, shall we say, convincing on to, but we can't do it unless we think it's in his best interest. I mean, not only his, but the interest of what he and all of us have been fighting for out there.
No, I think that, it's time to make this further step. After all, this is, in rough terms, it's been a long process. In the beginning, they really didn't have any military forces. They didn't have the tradition of it, they didn't have the training of it, they didn't have the development of Vietnamese leadership. They lacked a whole lot of other things. They really didn't have a government. I'm not talking having one like ours, but they didn't have an effective government for their own people.
Right.
Well, the time's gone on, and
substantial military force with a lot of substance to it.
A bad government doesn't always work in the ways that all Americans would agree with. But it is a government, and it's done a lot for the country. A lot of course, with our help, especially money. And so I think that this is another step in the process. I also think that the North Vietnamese, it really has been my caring for a couple of years, that the North Vietnamese, or Hanoi's project, has suffered more than we've ever dared to claim. Talking about their political structure in the South, the whole business. I think you have a severe manpower problem. And I think these things have been working on. And now, if the Vietnamese are made, not made, that's not the right word, if the Vietnamese could see this, as the geo-weakness of this principles, as the opportunity that they needed. It's not all bad, us leaving Vietnam. We don't, it's like trying to mix water and oil, really.
Yep.
It takes a lot of doing too, whether it's trust you and that sort of thing, but you're still mixing water and oil. You can have all the respect, I don't, you know, worry about that part, but it's just different.
Also being there for an enormous amount of time.
That's right. And I think, and I have to admit too, that I, as far as I'm personally concerned, my thought has been for 3 or 4 years that it should never end with our military there. Somehow we could do that, or at least for some period of time in Europe, because they're not too different from us. And there's a way to work it. The legal system. You go to the SOFA and you've got a process that our lawyers can work with their lawyers, and it's not too hard to work a thing out. But out there, a long-term thing like that, I felt that always, that I'm talking about my personal feeling about the thing from the start. So, I have to tell you, Mr. President, it seems to me that that now is the time for the step. I don't have any way of evaluating the role of Moscow or the Chinese. I'm really not ready to that. So with any real appreciation for it. So that's not what I'm talking about. And I really don't have any great feeling about the political situation here, and so that's not what I'm talking about. I just think that this is the logical step, and I think that
PO well is gonna be solved, or how's ammunition gonna be solved?
Yeah.
Even if you went to the desperate circumstances, they could just keep fixing their equipment there as best they could. How would you solve those other things? Well, so I think it's a, now they're gonna have to do a lot. He's, President Jew is gonna have to clean up some of his leadership.
Can never do it unless he's forced to do it.
Well, that's,
in a sense.
Yeah, but I'm
most not, people don't do things unless they
face. Well, I think it will help.
Actually.
I think it will help. That's right. But in saying that, I'm not saying it in disgust.
Yeah.
You know, that,
sure.
That's not what I'm talking about. But that's right. When they have to cut the mustard, then they have to take the steps that. So, yeah. I certainly can go there and address these problems with Ambassador Bunker.
You're going to have discussions with him first, and
yes, sir.
And then descend on the other hall. The other, another point we have to bear in mind, of course, you know, the part in these military matters which have to be worked out and what you've looked at. There is a question as to what the whether the North's agreement on the political future is one that we can accept. We made some progress on that, but that's still the major thing. He's going to have to hang around any tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But it seemed to me that one condition that I laid down is that there, the one condition is that there cannot be a coalition government. Now, within that ballpark, if the service out the Vietnamese government can survive. And of course, two roles are going to have to be two. That's the key point to that, as you say.
Yes, sir.
Short term, he's got to be there. He has to. That's what I have in mind. And if let us suppose, we don't know that we can, suppose we can achieve that, suppose we get them to agree to let two say, set us up here in the government and negotiate. What you need to talk about, I suppose, is a ceasefire in place.
Yes.
And then politically, they've got to work together. They've got on that right now. Now, that's the best we can hope for. Whether we can get that remains to be seen. But it seemed to me, just thinking out loud, that if he could get that, he's clever enough that he could handle that situation. If nothing's forced on him.
And so,
because at the present time, he's in command of a good army, of a very substantial army.
Yes.
The VC are certainly in one hell of shape. Of course, one of the really tough problems we have is this situation regarding 40,000 VC in prison.
Yes.
And he can't turn all those people loose. That's a condition that they insist on that we're objecting to. That's one they're going to have to hang around on tomorrow. But if he turned those loose, he might have
probably about 10,000 to 15,000 across CCAC or
get away. The point is whether or not the North can agree to that. That's going to be the tough issue tomorrow. I think that's the toughest one he's got, don't you think so? And two.
Yes.
Future two and that one.
And they may kick up the traces a little bit on some of these supervision things, Richard.
I'm not concerned about that, but the supervision thing, just talking candidly here, is all much crap in my, let's face it.
Neither one of them pay attention.
That's right. Do the best you can. Make it sound as good as possible.
you know what I mean, and that sort of thing. But just remember, neither one's going to buy the pipe. I mean, what the hell is anybody going to do? The main thing is, the fact who has the power in place, and if Cuba's government and his military establishment is sound and strong, he'll survive. If it doesn't, all the supervisory agencies in the world are not going to ensure his survival. And over what you read out is, I think you've got to make a nice fight for it. Of course, the stick sounds a bit modified language and all that sort of thing. But we aren't going to fight people who really die for this word or that word, or whether or not this group or that group is going to supervise or anything, or this country or that country. They don't have any effect on it. The main thing is the real question of yours, which you addressed yourself to, is the important one is whether this, that law of mine is coming. Now, we really, when you stop to think what we've done, their great offensive has been stopped. They have taken a tremendous amount of loss, so it's south, but the north has taken a great deal of loss. The mining is choked. It hasn't stopped, but it's choked. The bombing has got to have knocked out a lot of capacity, not permanently, but it gives them that. And I think actually that's the reason they're talking. I think they're hurt. They're hurt very bad. This is the first time I gathered from my analysis of the situation. I have not been optimistic about the fact that they'd ever talk. I think there'd be three factors that are making them talk. One, hanging over them, is the terror that our election will take place, and then we will have no restraints. And they're absolutely right. They will have none. So that's why I say on that side, wait till after the election, and we have to go another way. And they are so bad so far. The other thing is back to them, is the Chinese and the Russians. The Chinese and the Russians give them lip service and some help. But the Chinese and the Russians both have other fish to fry with us. And I think at this point are not encouraging them to resist. They are, on the other hand, encouraging them to negotiate. Right? The third factor that is bringing them on is the fact that they have fought an awful long war. They've taken a beating and they're beginning to hurt very, very badly as a result of what has happened. That's the way I see it. Now, when those things are all put together, that then adds up to a time when the forces for settlement that are running in favor of settlement are great. If you know, of course, in the study of warfare, those times come. And sometimes the result of settlement, if they're missed, then it just drags on. That is why this is one of those times when, and that's the only thing the election has to do with it. The election to them is a worrier. So let it worry and get the best view you can now. Recognizing that afterwards, who knows what the situation will be. It could be better. It could be. So, but at this time, I think their movement, and there has been significant movement in what they've been willing to agree to is due to their probably you know, what's running through their minds. My guess is that these are the factors that are affecting them. And that, so they go down a long road. The road isn't very good for them either. You have any other views on that, Alan? Based on your long seances of, were you asleep or?
No, I guess that was sleep, sir. I do think
most of the 9 hours will ask you to have.
I think we're going to have some trouble with you finishing because of the cyclone hearing situation. Which is guys are down the corridor now in Benicamp, non stop area, and he's going to be goosey about a ceasefire in place until that situation gets a little better. And the political thing goes out, he can clearly see that his future is preserved and control of his government and his army. And he can feel that he's presented in a way that doesn't look like he's a U.S. student on the side. Just as his discussions with me was adamant about never being portrayed as a tool of something that we have decided here in Washington.
We wouldn't be there if we hadn't.
Well,
we've been about 4 years.
These
we can continually win his war for him. But we can't win our own. Because after all, our interest in his number, they go in different directions. You take the DOWs. Hell, he didn't give an ass about them. I'm sure he cares, but we do. And at the present time, so we can continue the war, grind it down some more, try to beg and borrow and steal the money, and perhaps after the election we can do it for 6 months or more or so. But then there comes to their end. We just can't continue indefinitely.
Probably he takes a lot of time too. It's going to really, as far as his leadership is concerned, it'll weaken his position within his own country.
If he takes time,
he could make this into a plus for himself. Hell of a plus for himself.
Sure, he ought to take it as his own. That's it. I hung on, I waited, and I finally got the kind of a deal that we can all live with.
Right.
And he steps up to it. That's
well, that's what we don't think has the wisdom to say.
Yeah. And that's why he said it. And that's why he can be given every assurance with regard to our standing with him. And have a few little offers that may be of interest in a personal sense.
Well, it's going to be a big job to bring him around to think that. Right now, he is a little paranoid. He goes to the 68 syndrome and before back to the 53 syndrome. And he told me that Jim Fallon was murdered, not just because the United States colluded with what was done, but more importantly because his generals thought he was turning soft on communism and that he was negotiating. And that's the way he views it. So I think it's going to take some awfully tough doing here, and together, immediately. And there's a point
he
slips, can't let it go too long.
Yeah, but if he slips past, for example, the election, then we may, and everybody may win. That's the problem. That's the problem.
It's the only that ever serviced Mr. President.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the man.
It was locking him out.
Jesus Christ.
The problem is the North here. If they come through anywhere near what we have now laid down as our final conditions, and then we go to, and then he says hell no, and then they put that out,
we have a hell
no go. No go, because though the American people are going to fight blood and die for two, they will, to prevent a communist takeover. If we have offered a formula which provides for a non-communist South Vietnam, it's going to be very, very difficult for him for us to justify staying there simply because he says, well,
with the assistance and everything else as part of this thing, I just don't
see. Assistance. I'm sure all the replacement.
Yeah.
Economic assistance, replacements. And that replacements can be very generously done. Here, of course, they're loading the stuff in right now, I understand, which is good. So, there'll be plenty on hand. So, well, the thing I think. I would say that in this instance that your position is quite different from the time when you were there. I think that you and Bunker, knowing the man, of course, playing with subtleties and sensitivities and everything, but you got to remember that that his own interest, if this comes up with the minimum conditions I insisted upon and sending him back, that his turning that down would not be in his interest, but the interest of the government of Vietnam. Second thing is that means that you really, to the extent that you can, be effective in this respect. There have got to be strong advocates that now look here, this is the way it is, and it's time to do this, and so forth. And this is really not a time that we can. Well, here the point that Mel makes is very well taken too. We have a problem here. The North Vietnamese, for the first time, are negotiating in what is called good faith, to the extent that any of those bastards have good faith. But by that I mean they are trying to find something, and they have made very significant concessions. Now, if that gets out,
he blocks the settlement, then he'll be through for sure. Because we would then have to flush him. Now, that wouldn't be good for him, but it would be good for us, and it would be good for us. Because there's nobody else there to run the place.
No, that's right.
He is the man, and so this is our problem. I think we're in a position. What I can really get down to is that I think that you and Bunker can, in very good conscience, think this over. And if we do come to the hard place, we have to lead him, convince him, cajole him, everything that's necessary. It's a lot different than when you were there. Well, as a matter of fact, what is going to be presented to him, if we get what we want, is going to be very different.
It's not his answer.
And so what you presented to him, one thing was, he was out. In a sense, wasn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Long term.
In the long term, he knew. And also, the political formula was one that was a lot different.
Much more.
Military
formula. The coalition government.
It was. It would have been interpreted that way. That's why I said to Henry today, I said, it must not, in fact or appearance, be a coalition government. And if we can get that now, he damn well ought to accept it.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think so, because it really does. You know, I'm surprised I wouldn't be away all the time here.
Sure. So, you had a lot of tough assignments in the battlefield now. Three wars, and I would respectfully hope you can do your best in 20 weeks.
Tonight at 11:30.
July 1st.
No, sir. I'm sure it'll be the last bit of Tokyo and in the cycle. That's the sharpest.
Well, we wish you the best on that. On the 8th, we got it. Now, where do you have us? We do not want a public blow up with him. We don't want a public this way. There aren't the enemies going public, that could hurt us. And we don't want a public blow up with you right now, that could hurt us. So it's the question really of laying this out. But what I hear you saying is this, and I have studied it. I asked you for your opinion first, but I have studied it. I've lived with it. We made some awful tough close calls there, Christ, Cambodia, and Laos, and May 8th, and all the rest. We stood up to hundreds of thousands of demonstrators. We fought the whole establishment here in this country. And we defended him. And as we run him a popularity poll in the United States today, it's about 12%. On the other hand, if you say you want to close a communist government in South Vietnam, it's overwhelmingly against him. That's what the issue has to be. The people don't want to lose they don't want to end this war without some honor. But the point that I make is now that we've come this far with him, he's got to recognize that we have studied the situation and reached the conclusion that this is in his best interest. The best interest is out of Vietnam and the rest. And that he's got a judgment, but we've got a judgment. And we're allies. And we will continue to be allies. But and for him to just say, well, no go. That this is going to very seriously erode whatever position he has here in his office. Very seriously. Probably failed because we would have to go on for elections. So we just wish you were the best. That's the rule. That's my idea.
All right. Now,
wish you the best too. Let's see. You, how do you like your office over there? Is it adequate?
That's
it. Think you'll be all right?
Well,
we want the Army to do better than the Army football team. That's an outrage. That's one thing for sure. That's not that's their own test. But the main point is that the Army's taking a hell of a battering, much of it unfair. And your job is to do everything you can to restore its morale and its pride and everything like that.
That's a good
idea. I know they're a bunch of great people, and I'm not going to let them be these bastards kick around the Army. It's not going to be done. But you've got to just look, you know, stick your chin out and tell them.
Yes, sir.
But making this settlement is not important like that.
Yes, sir.
Ending this war in a way that they can be proud of, rather than the way that Americans say, now, why are we bombing these civilians? Don't you agree, Mel?
No, no question about that.
Hey, good luck. Yeah, they got it.